We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, moving right along. So we ended yesterday with Sif Chaf Zayin.
Right.
Sif Chaf Zayin, we mentioned, was the concept of Baal Tosif. Just didn't have clarity yesterday in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Diyamar Masel Bim Hosif. First, the Bir Halacha thinks that in order to be for a coin to be over in Baal Tosif, for adding his own additional bracha, he has to do it, you know, in the way of Birkas Kohanim, of the Sis Kapayim. He has to spread out his hands and do it out loud, and he's got to do it in the regular way. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, and that's what comes out of the Rashba. However, then the Bir Halacha brings down the Rambam. And the Rambam says explicitly, black and white, that a Kohen can be over on Baal Tosif for adding a bracha, belachash. So you see that according to the Rambam, it's not so pashit. You see, according to the Rambam, you don't need all the conditions fulfilled of regular Birkas Kohanim to be over on Baal Tosif. And the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is v'tzarech iyun. So it's not clear. Now this does relate to the other Bir Halacha that we had with, you know, regular Yisraelim benching someone with the Yivarechecha or the Friday night bracha. Perhaps does seem to relate to that. So, as Mechavrusa pointed out, if, according to the Rambam, if you don't need Lachash, doesn't matter, and the Sis Kapayim doesn't matter, so then the whole Eitzah we gave, the Torah Tzimim, is Gra, it's only use one hand, it's not going to help you any. Because it's not like if you have two hands, you're over and one hand not. It's not related to the hands of the one hand,
but
two
hands.
The
Rambam
hand.
Says also by two hands? Or
no. He only says it by Lachash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the Bir Halacha says, a Mistama, fine. All right, weiter. Take it or leave it. Okay, Kuf Chav Ches Chav Ches. Machaber says, Kohen Shenasa Kappa. If he dochen, V'yachar Gach Holach Lebeisek Nesas Acher. He went to a different shul. U'matzat Tzibar Shal Gila Birkas Kohanim. And he sees that in Chazal Sashat, they're up to, almost up to Birkas Kohanim. So again, Yochel Lises Kappa of Pamachas. He can dochen again. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Vav. Can you scale the L like we said before? Dilek about Tosef Basiyas and Mitzah Shtei Pa'amim. Doing a mitzah twice is not make you over on Baal Tosif. Adding to the mitzvah, instead of three brachos, a fourth bracha, instead of four minim and fifth minim, but not shaking the lulav again. Not doing Birkas Kohanim again. When we come up, that's what we learned back in the beginning of Siv Gimel, that the Kohen only has a chiv to do once a day, not twice a day. The Shara Tzion Ois Pei Aleph points out, even in a place like in Yerushalayim and Beitar, where they duchen Shachros and Musaf, there's still no chiyuv in the Torah to go up. But it is pashut that if you do go up, you're going to make a bracha. Okay? So here, Dear Shu, footnote 108. I don't have clarity. I'll just tell you what he says. I'll tell you my kashas and my ha'aras. And we could spend an hour on it, but we don't have an hour, so you'll just listen and we'll go on. So he says like this: the Kohen does not have a chiyuv daraisa to do it, but if he does it, he makes a bracha. So first, the Maharamin compares it to a mitzvah sashish as man grama. The woman has no chiyuv to shake a lulav, but if she does shake a lulav, she's allowed to make a bracha and shake the lulav. So right away, you know, that's a very difficult dimyon, because they would come out, if the Kohanim was Sfardim, then they wouldn't be allowed to make another bracha. Then he brings, he said, bring Minchas Chinuch, compares it to tefillin. You have a chiyuv to a tefillin once a day, and then you put it on a second time in the afternoon, you have to make a bracha. But I believe the Bir Halacha has a chakira, is tefillin a mitzvah once a day, or is tefillin really a chiyuv every second of the day? Just Chazal said, nowadays, most of us are not on that level, so we only wear it once a day. That's a chakira, a famous chakira, I think we said in the Bir Halacha, maybe in Lamed Ches or something. Okay, so, whatever. He brings in the Maharim and Minchas Chinuch, have a on both. What'd you say?
I say look in the Bir Halacha and Siman Lamed Zayin.
Who says that?
Dershon.
Oh, Kumash Gabi Lacha Siman Lamed Zayin. Okay, there you go. Okay. So I assume here there's no Chiyim, but there is a Kiyim. I assume she does Mekayim and Daraisa. Because with the tefillin, even if he does only chiyuv once a day, every second with tefillin, yechayev, there's no chiyuv with tzitzis, but every second with tzitzis, there's a key in daraisa. I assume. Okay, right.
What about not during tefillin? No,
I'm not finding this out with you again. It has to be in the context of tefillah. It needs a minyan, and I don't want to hear anything about it. Right? Okay.
So the only time that is the gather of the Gris Kohanim according to Chazal is during tefillah. So only then you can make the bracha. But any Hanami, it could be a kiyum mitzvah as that, so there is, so every time he does it.
It's the beginning of Shira.
Okay. Right there, Mishabura.
Right here. We have a number you didn't want.
Kohen HaMispalel Shmona Esrei.
I learned it.
The Kohen is davening Shmona Esrei. Isn't it Shmona Esrei? So should he go up in Shmona Esrei to Duchen? Im ein sham Kohen Achav is a Knesset, Tzarech, Lahafzik, Vadalos, to Duchen. He should stop in Shmona Esrei and go up in Duchen, Sharatzion points out, assuming that he will not get distracted and he'll be able to pick, you know, continue Shmona Esrei, won't get lost in the way. Why? Could they show this bottom and says Kapayim? So then he should finish up his davening. But if there is another coin there, then he shouldn't stop. Unless they tell him to go up in Duchim. Once they tell him personal invitation to go up in Duchim, that becomes Daraisa. And there, the Sharatin says, even if he's gonna get confused and not be able to finish davening properly, he still has to go up. He's got a chiyuv, he's stuck. Chiyuv d'oraisa, and then go up. In other words, even the Shmona Esrei, like Achil asked us already, mentioned it before, he has to make a slight move towards the duchen. Okay. Now, that is basically from the Prima Gadim. And now the Mishabura concludes. We had this once before. We went through this. We skipped over here to read it. Even if they told him to go up, the Eliyahu Rabbah is not convinced he should go up. The Afagad the Tefillah Darabanan he and Birkas Kohanim is Daraisa and Lachera the Daraisa is stronger than the Darabanan. No, not necessarily so. We're mechazik the Darabanan and don't go up. Dirshu compares it to be a psul Darabanan. Does not go up. Oh, Zachir Daraisa to go up. No, Yeshko Biyad Chacham. And unless he's at that point, you know, she gave it to the Malkum because Kohanim, then it's easy, he can go up. So there's basically a double machlokes here between Prima Gadim Eli Rabba, and I believe, and they seem to be arguing over the same point, the same Nukudas HaMachlokes. Do you go up in the middle of Shmona Esrei or not? The Prima Gadim says yes, the Eli Rabba says no. Okay, who had din? Let's say he goes up, and the duchening takes the time it takes to daven a whole Shmona Esrei. Ends up taking a 5-minute duchening. They do a lot of, whatever they do. 5 minutes. Eliyahu Rabbah says, he has to repeat Shmona Esrei. He was shohar kedei ligmoras kulo. And the Prima Gadim says, no. So both of these Prima Gadim, the Shitaso, is Nesias Kapayim, and Prima Gadim holds Nesias Kapayim, is a chelik from Tzvila. So it's not a hefsik, you can do it in the middle. It's not shah, because the ligmar is kula. It's not shah, he's Isaac in Tzvila. Mashenki and Eliyahu Rabbah seems to hold that this has a din in hefsik, both for shah and to be mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The shah business is brought down in the middle of footnote 109 in the Dishu. Im shah brings down a machlekes. Okay.
The Shoah thing is only if he didn't do what he was supposed to do according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. He wasn't supposed to go up according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. What are you talking about? It's in Shalom.
I don't know. I wasn't supposed to go up according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. I don't know. I didn't see what Rabbah said. Okay. Kuf Chof Ches Chof Tes. Kohen shelo hispala adayim. He didn't daven yet. Umat zetibur mispalin, and he didn't daven yet. He shows up in shul in the shtibloch and the middle of chazas hashatz. No se kapra v'ena tevila me'akavto. The fact he didn't daven yet doesn't matter. Dap to duchening, he's allowed to duchen even though he did not yet daven Shmona Esrei. Okay, so here the Mishabura brings down from the Magen Avraham. Okay, so it's like this. What if you're going to miss Sozman Tefillah? If he's going to miss Sozman Tefillah, he should go outside and daven. Okay? Now, if they come over to him, give him personal invitation, then he's going to be stuck.
Why is tefillah more important than Birkas Kohanim? Oh.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe because you don't have a chiyuv daraisa to go up. You don't have the chiyuv to go up until they tell you to go up. Tefillah, everyone has a chiyuv to daven for so it's man tefillah. Yeah, Sif Kotan Kuv Zayin. Vimro Ashikishel Duchin Yavazman Tfila, Yedeth Chatzer Beis Knesset Bispal Sham. Avam Omru Lokodim and say Ale, Sarich La'alot. Vimlo Yale over Basi Daraisa, Vedochi Tfil Durabonim. Vimlo Korak Krishma, Vimro Ashikishel Duchin Yavazman Krishma, Yedeth Kamkin Chatzer Beis Knesset Bikar Krishma. Go outside for Krishma Tfila if you're going to miss the Sovzman and do not Duchin. But if they tell you to go up, then you're stuck. So that's by Tfila. Because the daraisa of Birkas Kohanim is doicha the tefillah derabanan. Well, what are you going to do if they tell you by Kriya Shema? You're going to say that Kriya Shema. The Amar Lo Kodem Mitzay Ale Yikra Pasuk Rishon the Yalev Isa Kapa. So that's very heavy duty. Looks very parv. It's not so parv because we have a three or four way machlekas. What is the daraisa chiyuv Kriya Shema? Is it the first pasuk? Is it the first parsha? Is it the first two parshios? According to Aruch HaShulchan, is it the first three? All three parshios. Okay, so here the Mishnah Berurah is really being machria that in such a case, but you don't have time to Mishnah Berurah. It's really calling the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is the pasuk Rishon. Where does the Magen Avraham get it? Magen Avraham gets it from the end of Simin Mem Vav. End of Simin Mem Vav says, "Lo let me hear Adam Yehi Shemayim Misayisav Galui." Right? Then he says, "Shemayis Hashem Akeinu Hashem Achad Baruch Shem." And says the Ramah, if you're afraid that Yemin is going to miss those my Krishma, have Kavanah to be Yotzei and say Shema Baruch Shem. And that's it. And where the Magen Avraham and Simon Samach Zion, Sivkat and Aleph also says the rice, it's only first pasuk. Okay, but that's very, very not posh. It's a Ramah. And it's a Magen Avraham. It's heavy duty, heavy hitters. Over there at the end of Simen Vav, the Mishnah brings down, you know, if you know you're gonna miss Osman's Krishma, so you can say all three parshios, brings down the Prichadish brings down all the Shitas and Machriya that you need two parshios Minat Torah. But that's what the Mishnah says to do over there, and that's pointed over here in the deer shoe. But I guess meaning over there, we're going the chumrah over there. Yeah, you have time. So say you're two parshas of Kriyat Shema in the middle of Karbanos over there, and then you're safe. Two, three, then you're safe. Over here, you don't have that option. You have to pick a choice.
It's not a chumrah.
So right here, it's a chumrah dasa de kula, right? Because you're going to miss out of Birkas Kohanim. So here is machria like the Rama and the Magen Avraham. The first pasuk is enough with Baruch Shem, and then you can go up and duchen, and that's good enough. That's a very, I think, very important line. I mean, it is. He's going the Magen Avraham. It's the Mefurish Magen Avraham. The Samach Zayin Aleph. It's the Mefurish Rama and Mem Vav and end of Mem Vav. Okay, but that's
Yeah,
but no one says like that. No one. No one.
So much on that even they have a
I don't think so.
What is better to
me? Huh?
What is better to miss the mikveh or the Kavanah Tefillah?
The mikveh. To miss the mikveh. Ask your father. Ask your father and your grandfather. I'm going to stay away from these shaylas. Okay. We're up to Kuf Chav Ches Lamed. We got to move because Lag Boimer is coming. It's what's more important, to have a shir or have a Lag Boimer bonfire?
Shir.
Okay. Now, Mishnah in Megillah Chav Dalet says, Kohen who has problems with his hands cannot duchen. Okay? Then there's Gemara who, the Gemara says, Tana, Mumin She'anru B'panav Yadav Araglov. Some have that gear, so some don't have that gear, so it appears in our Gemara. The Bach takes it out. The Rambam has it. The Torah says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. No such Gemara. We have it. Some do, some do, some don't. However, Lamaisa, even if you don't have it, the Gemara goes on to talk about Zavalgan and Asuma. People have issues with their eyes, and that's clearly not Yadav, so I guess, regardless, whether you have that exact gear over there or not, it seems to not just be limited to hands. Maybe it says hands, but it means everything else as well. Even if it's not Mufurish. Then Mishnah Berurah Machriya in Kuf Yud Aleph, Panav Yodav Viragla. Now, what's the problem with the Mumin? So Rashi over there brings down because they're going to look, and if you look, the eyes are going to get dimmed. And Tosis, because of Gemara Chagiga. Tosis Gemara Chagiga says, what are you talking about, Rashi, against the Gemara, Mufurish Gemara? That's only Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash Ayakayam, and they were Duchamim Hashem HaMafarash, but nowadays, where is not like that. So the Rishalmi says the reason you don't look is because you're going to be distracted. You're not going to be paying attention to the Berakas Kohanim. So Rashi, what are you talking about? So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Says there's nothing to do with it. Maybe that was the reason. Pam, but that's certainly not the reason today. The reason today is because of what we spoke out, not to be distracted. Agav, the Tazi, that's a beautiful kasha. Sort of. I don't know. I liked it. Most people don't like it, but I like it. Tazi says, why? By the Baal Mum. Well, what are we talking about? His hand, his funny hands. And therefore, people are going to look at his hands, they're going to be distracted. Why are you going to say, Kohen Baal Mum is Pasol Avoida? We have a Hekesh Avoida and Bracha. And just like the Pasol Avoida, Pasol Bracha. That's the Tazi's kasha. Nobody likes the Tazi's kasha. The Tazi gives a very fancy answer to this kasha. They don't like the question, they like the answer. The Matzah of Mefurish, the Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin, where the Gemara asks that, Ma, Meshar is Baal Mum, Lo, Afkoin Baruch Baal Mum, and you can make it to Nazir, whatever it is. And the Matzah of Mefurish, the Gemara, that the Baal Mum still is going to Duchen, even though he cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Taz himself, goes on to say, is two different, because we do connect it to Bracha, Lagabe, Amida, the coin has to stand, that's the Kuva, because when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be standing. He can't be drinking. If he's drunk, if he drinks, then it's also a problem. So we have connections. So the Taz says, you know, there's some things that we connect, something we don't connect, things that mean how to do it, and things he can control, there's a connection. Don't sit, don't drink. Things like about Mum, which is that is control. I don't know, others just say, Taz, what are you talking about? It's just a Gemara and finish, right? There. Okay, anyway. Sif Lamed. Mi Sheyesh Lo. Mum Bipanav Obi Yadav. He has a Mum in his hands. Or on his hands or face. Oh, I didn't pay. I was actually didn't spend. I didn't concentrate on that. Hold on. We get there. Yeah, he leaves out Raglov. Okay, which is significant, but I didn't notice it previously. Fine, we'll get there. Kigon Jane Bohakanios Oakumos Oakushos. He's got different problems with his hands or his face. Bohakanios. Now we have the parentheses. Perish min nega lavan. He's got like white spots. Rashi perish lintlish belaz. Whatever that is. Also white stuff. Akumos, kfufos. His hands are bent. His hands are, you know, shaped funny. Akushos, it's tadeyan. Varan pish akumos. And it's akma yada achoranis. It's, the hands look funny. Akushos, eni achol chalik etzbos. If he can't split his fingers. Whatever. Hand problems. Lo yisas kapovoy. Not nesha amistaknebo. Because people are going to look at him. So what? Not like Rashi. Mishnah says like Tosis, and people are going to be distracted. Sifkatan kuf tes. So it's not just Panavi Yadav, it's also Raglav. That's a discussion. Raglav. He's wearing socks, not socks. We'll see in a minute. But Makom sh'olun duchen below batei shokayim. So if there's a mum on his feet in a place where they duchen mamish barefoot without socks, and you can see his funny big toe, and I don't know what, so then he shouldn't duchen. V'chem isha riro yorid al zekano. He has some sort of drooling problem where saliva rolls down his beard. Or she'enav zolfos dima. He's got the whatever, he's teary eyed. V'chinsuma ba'achad, ba'achad me'enav, lo'isas kapov, if he's blind in one eye. Mishnah Bi'alacha points out that's obviously talking about where it's noticeable, not just his eye doesn't see. Nobody knows if his eyes see or don't see. It's something that's distracting to the oilam.
If you can see, this is
fair. It's okay if. You just can't see. It's also if he has a patch on his eye or something that's going to make people look at him.
In the
Mikdash. We're not talking about the Mikdash. We're talking about over here.
No, the
Mikdash is not going to. Mikdash, you have a mum. He can't do avoda. But here he can duchen. The only reason he can is people are going to look at him. So it's Devat's Dadi. It's not Maris. Okay, well, not in the classical sense of Marisayim, but people are going to be distracted by looking at him. Let's see. If he lives in the city and people are used to, they know this guy's got a patch in his eye and this guy's got a funny big toe and this guy has this and that guy has that, so then it's okay. They're used to him. They know that he has this physical issue. So Yisakapov, he can duchen. I feel Suma Bishteinav. Even if he's, you know, very deformed, Suma Bishteinav, it's mutter because people are not going to look at him because they're used to him. He's the next door neighbor. They're not going to look at him.
Hold on.
Yeah, but we said mum doesn't matter. The problem is not a problem with the mum. It's a problem people are going to look at him. But they're not going to look at him. He's the next door neighbor. He looks funny. They know he looks funny. The kol shashabi'ir shashinu mikudash bi'ir. If he lives in the city 30 days, So, no, he's a neighbor, he is one of ours, and we know he looks funny, and we're not going to look at him during duchening. You look at him at the makola, you look at him on the bus, but not in duchening. V'dafka bi'ira, that's only if it's in his city. Amaholich ba'krai, the erechez, if he goes on vacation for a month, ben ezman, to a different city, v'shosh, am shoshim yom, lo, that's not good enough. The Bach says it is, others say it's not. Even if he's not really coming to move in, they brought him in as a teacher. He's on shlichut for a year or half a year. That's good enough. After 30 days, he'd be allowed to duchim.
I have a question.
Hold on. Mishmas Sivkat and Kufir Aleph, Him Hoya Dosh, that time the moon posts up upon a road of Ragla, Vahemachalani, Mishun the Chashin and Shis Taklebo, Uva Dosh, they is Taklebo. If they're used to what he looks like, they're not going to come to stare at him. Okay, Dibra Allah, Dibra Holech Bakrai, brings down the Magaran, brings down the Bach, who disagrees. If he's at 30 days, that's good enough. But to the Vush, or the Tamar, Prichodesh, Shacham, Kulim, and Simon, Dasa, Shulchan Aruch, it's not enough for him to be on vacation for 30 days. He has to move in. And then, after the 30 day point, everyone's used to him, and then it's good enough. And the Chayyadim has some sort of compromise that if he's in Shul when they call out Kohanin, then he should go up. If he was Oikiragil. Otherwise, he should be better for him to go outside, like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Bach.
It sounds like the first 30 days that he moves in, he won't be able to do it.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Until they get too used to it.
Right, yes, that's what it sounds like. Hold on. Let's do this quickly. Sif Lamed Aleph. In Minag Hamokum Lashal Shekwanim Talas Al Pneim. If the minig is to cover your face with the talis, like our minig is, face and hands. Affiliation B'Panav Uviyad of Kama Mumin Yisus Kapov. Why? Because it's a technical thing. We're gonna look. We're not gonna look. It's covered. Hagav Vidafkum Hayu Yada B'Pnim and Atalas. Right? We had two shitas in the Ramah previously. Avahim B'Chutz Lomani Atalas Yadav. It's good enough. Oh, maybe it should be good enough. I think the talis says Tmiani, but everyone covers their face. So who cares what looks funny? No one's looking. So the Taz, they don't like the Taz. Mishavas Sivkot and Kuf Tazvav against the Taz. Achrayim do like the Taz. Avalo Mahani Masha is a Makom and Sakam Achasim Pneim. The Mikamogum Kishayed Shayesh Mum also is Takulay. They covered their eyes because nothing exciting to look at. But when they know Bigfoot is up there, so then they're all going to look. Vigam Yesh Bacharim Shayin Lahem Talisim. Talisim, Talitot.
You mentioned that when we did that Ramah. Not everybody, the Ramah had said that everybody covers their face.
Right, that was Ramah. They bring it down for Ramah, that not everyone has a talis to cover their face with.
I see that.
Hold on one second, hold on. Okay, how are you, Lame Beis? Quickly. How are you, other Tzros, Istis, Upua? Tzvaim, he's a painter, his hands are full of paint. Lo, he says, Kapov, they're looking at him. Unless his hands are going to be covered with the talis, then it's okay. Vimrov, ha'ir malachna b'kach, if he comes from a painting town, then it's okay. From the artist colony in Tzvat, it's okay. Then he says, Kapov. V'chein, udash b'iro, he says, Kapov, because people got used to him.
Same like
just a story, there was someone in the shul has a relative who cannot hear, and he's a Kohen. And he came once for Yontif, many years ago. I haven't seen him in many, many years. And he got up to Duchen. So here, but he doesn't talk funny. He talks like a deaf person. So he can barely pronounce the words. He clearly talks differently. And it's not a din in the feet which are covered by the socks. It's not the hands or the face which is covered by a talus. He sounds funny. So there, maker din, he's not a Duchen.
I mean, why?
Because once a person,
you're gonna look at him.
Yeah, once a person sounds funny, you're gonna go look at him. He said, "There's nothing to look at."
He didn't say anything about sounding funny. It says only the moon that you can see. It's a din in looking.
It's a din in looking. So I'm gonna look and see who sounds funny. You know.
I thought this is
Pashit. I hear what you're saying. Maybe it's different. Meaning, he sounds funny, so I'm gonna be listening to the funny sound. Now that also might be a distraction because I don't know. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. So it sounds like we're
coming. When I went to show with my grandfather in Yontif, he would always point out the Kohen was wiggling his toes in his socks.
While he was duchening,
the Kohen would be wiggling his toes. Grandfather would be like, look at him wiggling his toes.
You should have covered Grandpa with the talus.
So he can't. No peeking.
No peeking.
Great stuff.